everything you think you know about internet marketing and search engine optimization? Probably wrong. My name is James Hyatt, and I'm the founder of James Hyatt Marketing Associates. Welcome to the Three Keys of Kick-Butt Internet Marketing. We are a U.S.-based company located right here in Southwest Florida, and over the next few minutes, we are going to discuss SEO and internet marketing. Don't get offended at me just yet. I'm not going to say that everything you know about internet marketing is wrong. I will say it is probably wrong. However, our goal of this audio recording is to help you better understand the processes of SEO and internet marketing and how to find the best company for your internet marketing needs. At the end of the recording, you decide if you're right or wrong. Before we go too far, you might be interested in learning a little bit about me as well. I have been in internet marketing since 2008, and since then, I have successfully developed several online businesses and websites. You might be wondering how I became an SEO expert. Well, after developing websites, it became obvious to me that just because I had a good website didn't mean that I was going to get the traffic, or for that matter, the sales. So in 2008, I began a quest to learn SEO. And since then, I've spent countless hours of training and schooling to become a certified SEO consultant by Web CEO University. Later on in this audio, I'm going to give you a way to talk to me directly for free, so hang on. On a personal note, I live in Cape Coral, Florida, which is about 10 minutes east of Fort Myers. 10 minutes west of Fort Myers. I'm happily married to my wife, Christina, and currently at this time we have four awesome boys, one pretty little princess, and yes, another baby is on the way. But enough about me. What about you? You're probably looking for a company to handle your internet marketing needs. So over the next few minutes, we are going to talk to you about the ins and the outs of internet marketing and SEO. As an introduction, you should know that SEO and internet marketing is widely misunderstood. In fact, many of the people performing SEO do not use white hat or search engine friendly tactics. Partnering with a black hat SEO company could potentially get your website banned from the search engines. What am I going to share with you will teach you the white hat SEO and search engine friendly internet marketing tactics. We're going to cover three topics in this audio program. On-page SEO. This is the work completed on your website to make it search engine friendly. And off-page SEO. This is the work done off of your site. The number one component of off-site marketing, link building. And lastly, we will discuss our internet marketing tactics such as pay-per-click, affiliate programs, audio responders, web audio and video, copywriting, and most importantly, conversion ratios. After all, it isn't the number of visitors you get, but the number of converted visitors and customers it brings you. So without further introduction, let's get started with on-page SEO. By far the most important thing in on-page optimization is choosing the correct keywords. Warning! If there's anything you get from this recording, please get this. Failure to pick the right keywords will result in poor results in your SEO campaign. Keywords are the key search terms your site will be targeting. For example, let's suppose you're a bankruptcy attorney in Dallas, Texas. If you optimize your site for the keywords bankruptcy attorney and leave out the Dallas, Texas part, you could have people from Chicago and New York visiting your website. Visitors are not able to do business with you. In the same way, if you optimize for Dallas attorney, you may have people visiting your site that are looking for child custody attorneys in Dallas. To be brutally honest, if your SEO company optimizes for the wrong keywords, one of two things will happen. First of all, you will never rank to the top of the search engines, or you will get traffic from irrelevant visitors. You see, the keywords in this core of each website of the page. Basically, it is a foundation you build your website upon, and it directs the page titles, descriptions, alt tags, HTML body, and links. Okay, you might be saying, so how do I pick the right keywords? First of all, you need to find out what visitors are searching for, the number of searches performed each day, and the number of competing websites in that search. Without making this too technical, you want to optimize for relevant keywords that are being searched often. In other words, if you want to optimize your site for the keywords iPod, you will be in competition with 388 million other websites. Yes, 388 million. Probably more by now. So unless you're Apple.com, don't plan on getting into the number one spot. However, if you change your keywords to iPod accessories, you may be competing against 33 million other websites. Yes, 33 million. This still could be pretty tough to get to the top. Better yet, you might want to target iPod Nano accessories, long tail keyword, which gets you the competition down to just over a million. Perfect. So you see, picking the right keywords is critical to your success. Now, this might sound like a pretty steep competition. However, if your site is optimized correctly, the entire site will point towards your set of keywords. For example, the text of your website, your alt tags, the descriptions of your websites, page title, and even your inbound links will point towards your keywords. So after picking the correct keywords, your site is completely optimized with the correct settings, tags, and words to help your search engines know that your site is the authority on a given subject, and thus allow you to show up ahead of other million competitors. This isn't just writing your keywords over and over on a web page either. Doing this is considered spamming your website and will get you banned from the search engines. Correct optimization requires you to put the right keyword ratios or densities. Basically, you want the right amount of keywords, but not too many, so your site is banned. On-site SEO also means having a sitemap in place so that your website can properly be indexed, including all of your pages on your site. Indexing basically means your site is listed in a search engine. As you can imagine, the on-site SEO work is time-consuming and very important. It can take several hours to optimize and edit a single page. James Hyatt Marketing Associates, we take the first critical step very seriously. In fact, the software that we use costs over $260,000 to develop. By using it, we can identify your correct keywords, competition, and all the on-site changes that need to happen to your website. We then export it into 50-page analysis reports. This report tells you exactly what needs to happen to your website to make it search engine friendly. The analysis and the keyword research is part of all of our SEO packages. Whether you want us or an outside company, I would strongly suggest that you work with a company who is competent in using white hat and search engine friendly on-site optimization. Remember, if your SEO company picks the wrong keywords, then you have wasted an entire amount of money spent on SEO. After your site is ready, we'll submit it to all the search engines for indexing. Our software allows you to receive detailed reports each week or each month about the process and the progress of your website optimization process. We also provide you with a desktop software that will allow you to log in and see your website stats and SEO progress at any time. These services are included in all of our SEO packages, and although the site might be optimized for traffic, this doesn't mean you're going to get any. On-site SEO is very important, however, the second step is just as crucial to your success. So what is the second step? Second part of our discussion today is regarding off-page and off-site optimization. After your website has been optimized, we need to generate links. If keyword research is the foundation of your SEO, then link building would be the backbone. A good way of understanding the importance of link building is to realize that most of search engines count links as a vote for your site. For example, suppose you are starting an online dating site. If your keywords are online dating, it could take hundreds to thousands of links just to be listed in the top 10 of Google, MSN, or Yahoo. MSN, Bing. The reason is because these sites have thousands of websites linking to them already. Note you might be thinking about doing SEO without link building. However, let me save you the time. Please do not waste a penny on on-site SEO if you plan on leaving out link building. You could have a fantastic website, perfect in fact, with all the right keywords, but if you do not have an inbound links or votes, you will probably never show up in the search engine's top 100, let alone top 10, unless the competition is extremely, extremely weak. So let's talk about links. All links are not created equal. For example, if you get a link from Bob's Tire Shop, it isn't going to be the same type of link as from eBay.com. Google gives a numeric value to websites based on its importance. It ranges from 1 to 10. For example, Google is 10. eBay.com, 9. eHarmony, PR, 6. PageRank. Google assigns the PR based upon inbound links to that website. So, if you get a link from a PR 0 site, it doesn't hold as much value as a PR 5 site. By the way, PR, as I said before, stands for PageRank. In essence, the higher the PageRank of your site, the better chances of showing up in the top 10. Google also analyzes the relevancy of a link. For example, if your site is about computers and hardware, then a relevant site would come from a computer website and not from an online lingerie shop. Also, inbound links weigh higher than reciprocal or traded links. So getting an inbound link without sending a link back to their website is better for rankings. This gets pretty technical here, but even Google discounts links if they come from the same IP address, even if they are different websites. To summarize, links, you need a lot of them, and they need to be relevant to your site. On that note, though, and that being said, the old way of SEO was simple. The more links you had, the better your website ranked. Our plan not that long ago, pre-Google's updates, Penguin and Panda and all that stuff that created all the uproar, was to analyze people's competitions. So if your competition had 1,000 links pointed to it and it was in the number one spot, we would build 10,000 links and boom, there you were on top. Didn't really matter where they came from, as long as they were from a PR4 or above, even some of them, not even a PR4. The type of link did not matter. This is in no way the case of today's SEO, and the links are far fewer, but much higher quality. I could go on and on about correct way to generate links, but remember these two things. Number one, higher PR quality links are very important. And number two, make sure they're coming from quality websites and they are diversified. James Hyatt Marketing Associates, linking is one of our specialties. We have several very strong linking programs to guarantee great results. We also have a team of link builders that can generate all the correct links you will need. There are several other ways that we can generate links for you, including social bookmarking, blogging, article writing, and so on. So remember, linking is the backbone of SEO. And if you build a solid foundation with the correct keywords and continue to work on your linking program, your site will begin to generate traffic. It may seem slow at first, but trust me, your site will increase in page rank and traffic will come as you do these two things. Again, all of our SEO and link building campaigns come with detailed weekly or monthly reports so that you can track your progress. Remember, getting the traffic to your site doesn't mean you'll make money. Doesn't mean that you'll even get leads. It means people will visit your site. And if the site stinks, then people will leave, which also hurts your SEO. Your website must be engaging to keep people on it. The longer they stay and read, the better and more relevant your site is perceived and the better rankings you will receive. In the final part of this audio recording, I want to talk about conversion marketing and a few other forms of internet marketing. Probably the most important thing in internet marketing is the conversion factor. Most people want pretty sites with flash and Java and all kinds of images, and it looks all pretty and sexy. They want their site to look expensive. The problem with that is that although your site might have cost them an arm and a leg, it doesn't convert traffic. Imagine spending thousands, $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 on an SEO campaign and then getting traffic only to realize the traffic is leaving without filling out a form or contacting you or purchasing anything. And if you are using pay-per-click or sponsored searching, then you are paying for every visitor who comes to your site only to see that money gone forever as they leave your site without leaving an email address. Good marketing is determined by results. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't care if your site is pretty, if it has lots of pictures, or even if their marketing gurus say it's producing brand awareness. If your website isn't producing results and leads, then flat out your website marketing stinks. Now, I know that sounds harsh. I'm not here to beat you up. I am here to show you the light at the end of the tunnel. To make this clear, I once was talking to a business colleague who wanted to use my services. I talked to him about changing his website, include pop-ups and autoresponders, audio, video, and other mousetraps on his website. And response was, that doesn't seem too professional. I asked him, which would you rather have, a website that looks nice or one that produces a 30% lead capture rate? Traditional look-good marketing doesn't work in real life or online. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about how to make your website capture leads. I'll be blunt and clear about this, and it is controversial, but it works. I'm not interested in making my clients' websites pretty or sexy. I'm interested in getting them results. So first of all, let's talk about pay-per-click. This marketing stormed on the scene a few years ago when Google offered sponsored listings. The beauty of pay-per-click is you can buy your way to the top of the search engines, right? So the example is, if you're selling a real estate marketing course, you can actually bid on top spot and only pay when you get a visitor to your site. A great feature in pay-per-click traffic is that you can design a specific landing page designed for conversion as well. So in organic search results, the visitor goes to the page that shows up on the search results. However, with pay-per-click, you can design a perfect landing page to generate results. With good copy and good offer, you'll find that pay-per-click can generate lots of fantastic results for your business. Now, whether you optimize your website or buy the traffic, if you don't have a good copy, then your site won't produce the results, period. Copy or copywriting is the text that is on your website that forces readers into action. Remember, we are not talking about looking good, being sexy. We are talking about words that sell. I'm talking about websites with long copy, lots of headlines, irresistible offers to force the buyer into action. You've probably seen these Dan Kennedy style websites before, long sales letter with PayPal buttons. Now you might be saying that's unprofessional. You never do that. However, if you knew what I did, you'd change your website today. So let's talk about what good copy is, and believe it or not, good copy can actually generate results and look professional. Good copywriting does four things. Number one, it interrupts the boring surf from page after page of search engines. They should hit your site and say, wow, this is different, or what's this? We want to snap them out of their boredom and grab their attention. This is done with attention-grabbing headlines. For example, new real estate course guarantees you to double your income within the next 6 months or your money back. Hello, if I'm a realtor, I'm ready to learn. Number two, the website has to engage them with empathy. I have to promise that if they read on, they're going to learn a lot and get things about being a realtor and making more money. Thirdly, I have to educate them about the process. I have to lead them by hand to educate them about my system and why they should purchase it. I have to build my case. I also have to give testimonials about how my system works so they become believers. And lastly, I have to give them a fantastic offer. It might be a money-back guarantee or a free trial, even free two chapters of the course for free. No matter what it is, it has to call the visitor into action. It must have perceived value. You want them to give up their contact information. So in summary, good copy has to do four things. Interrupt them and help them get interested. Engage them and make them want to learn more. Educate them so that I can build my case. And lastly, give them a fantastic offer. My website does this, then I'll probably have a buyer and a strong website. Now, you might be thinking, you have seen something like this before online, right? I mean, yes, those long websites with lots of words. Does anybody read that stuff? Actually, studies show that those types of websites outperform traditional pretty boy websites 5-1. Yeah, I said that, 5-1, and I don't care what looks pretty, results matter. So besides good copy, lead generation is crucial. The truth is, buyers don't normally commit to purchase until at least the fifth contact, which means that if you visit your website and are interested, they still probably won't do anything unless you give them a good reason to give you their email address. For example, a free video, audio clip, or free ebook. They provide their email and proof, they get the helpful ebook, This tactic is perfect for lead generation. Nowadays, you can turn the system on autopilot. You can schedule follow-up emails, attachments, mass mailings to your entire list. Even handwritten postcards, products can be sent automatically while you're sleeping, doing nothing else. Actually, while you're focusing on building your business the way you need to from your office. So if your client wants to opt out, they simply click a button and stop receiving email. You might be thinking, well, I hate getting those emails. But you have to remember that if you were interested in buying an item, an email might trigger you to the next step. That is exactly what these types of emails do. Studies show 80% of buyers don't buy until their fifth contact or more. So if you don't have an autoresponder service and a great offer, you're missing out. You can't possibly keep in contact with all your potential clients by hand. I'm running out of time, but worth mentioning is an affiliate program. Imagine an army of salespeople out there online promoting your products. Did you know that some affiliates make more than $1 million a year? A million. Affiliate salespeople build high traffic websites. And when someone clicks on your banner or link, they visit your website. It's free traffic. The only catch is that you have to pay them when they make a sale. So you only pay commissions when a sale is made. How perfect. There's a lot to affiliate programs, but it's a fantastic way to generate traffic and sales. Another hot marketing idea I can't forget, viral marketing. Viral marketing is marketing that spreads quickly like a virus. I should point out their website's called jibjab.com. Perhaps you've seen some political videos distributed online over the past few years. These controversial yet funny commercials have built a huge following for JibJab. In fact, the excitement pushed JibJab website to a current page rank of 7 out of 10 and Alexia account under 5,000. In case you didn't know, Alexia is a website owned by Amazon and it tracks website traffic by assigning a number. So even if you owned a site like this and didn't sell anything and couldn't easily make hundreds of thousands of dollars each year by selling advertising and links, not too bad for just having a little fun. So you can see viral marketing on eBay. A seller sells an ebook for 99 cents and with full resale rights. The book spreads and poof, the next thing you know, there are visitors and customers seeking out the expert. How about YouTube? Thousands of visitors looking for free information. All you have to do is make a short video and post it to the web. Visitors start coming to your site for more information. So in today's internet marketing world, there are literally hundreds of ways to promote your website. Whether you're doing SEO or looking for help in generating more visitors, James Hyatt Marketing Associates wants to be your partner in internet marketing. So in closing this audio recording today, I want to ask you how much it would change your life if you had an unlimited amount of traffic to your website. How would your life change if your phone was ringing off the hook, people wanting to do business with you? What if you could raise your prices on all your services because you were in high demand? That's where I come in. In just 15 minutes, I'm convinced that I could put together an incredible marketing plan that would do just that. Imagine your site being ranked number one on a very competitive search. Imagine leads coming in daily basis. Imagine a website that actually captured traffic. I want to give you a low-risk offer right now. I typically charge $150 per hour for phone consultations. You can also fly me out to your office, and I will spend 2 days with you and your team at a cost of $3,000 per day. But right now, for our new clients only, I'm offering a free 30-minute phone consultation. The consultations are only available on Fridays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. All you need to do is visit my website, jameshyattmarketing.com, and click on the free consultation button and schedule it directly on my personal calendar. Due to our workload, I only take new client meetings on Friday and will make no exceptions to this. When we speak, tell me that you've listened to this recording and be prepared to tell me exactly what you're looking for. I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself and your website, and in those 15 to 30 minutes, I should be able to tell you my thoughts on marketing your website. In closing today, I want to be transparent with you. I want to try to say this without sounding arrogant or conceited. We do not work with all clients who call us. I enjoy my life and work very much and want to work with pleasant people who are serious about marketing their websites. We also do not negotiate on prices. I don't really care if the prices are higher than everyone else. After all, if you pay a company overseas half what you pay for us and they don't deliver, you'll be out more money than if you just hired the right people in the first place. But if price is an issue, I would encourage you to call someone in India or China or someone just starting out and who is desperate for business. My company would love to work with you and offer our SEO, pay-per-click, or consulting services, or many of the other services that we do offer. We know that you would be delighted with our service. However, we do not need anyone's business. If you are serious about getting your site to the top and would like to talk, I want to encourage you to schedule a meeting on my website. Have a pen and a paper handy and be ready to get serious about marketing. I want to thank you for taking this time to listen today. And I hope you found the information helpful and wish you the best in your internet marketing ventures.